This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Poland reinforced its border with Belarus with more riot police on Tuesday, a day after groups of migrants tried to storm through a razor wire fence on the eastern frontier, where thousands have camped on the Belarusian side in the tense standoff. The European Union accuses Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko of using the migrants as pawns in a so-called hybrid attack against the bloc in retaliation for imposing sanctions on the authoritarian government for a brutal crackdown on dissent. Thousands were jailed and beaten following months of protest after Lukashenko won a sixth term in a 2020 election that the opposition and the West saw as rigged. A Polish military official estimated on Tuesday 3,000 to 4,000 migrants were along the border, including about 800 near the makeshift camps. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing strong opposition to re-engaging with Syria's Bashar Assad after the foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates met with Syria's once widely shunned president in Damascus on Tuesday. The visit is the first by an Emirati foreign minister since Syria's civil war erupted in 2011. It comes as some Arab countries are improving ties with Syria. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said, quote, "We will not normalize or upgrade our diplomatic relations with the Assad regime, nor do we support other countries normalizing or upgrading their relations, given the atrocities that the regime has inflicted on its own people." Find more at VOA News.